Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey, before we get started, I want to give a real quick shout out to the Lane Frost brand. LaneFrostBrand.com is where you can find them. This company is family-owned, operated. They're carrying on the legacy of the late, great, world champion bull rider Lane Frost. And man, I tell you what, they got some swag out for the summer. So you need a new hat, t-shirt, sunglasses, you name it, go over to LaneFrostBrand.com. You can check it out. Right now, they're running a special. If you purchase $60 or more, you also get a free hat with that. The hat's sick. It's red, white, and blue, man, just in time for 4th of July. So, again, LaneFrostBrand.com. Go over and check them out for all of your apparel needs. Hey, fam friends. Hey, another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Coach P here. Hey, real quick before we get started, I just want to say thank you. Shout out to everybody that listens to Coach P's Perspective. If you haven't subscribed, make sure that, you know, if it's on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, make sure that you hit that subscribe button. And then every single time an episode comes out, you will know immediately and it'll show up wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, if you get an opportunity and you have found value in the show, please go over and give us rating, a 5-star rating and a quick written review if you would. We reached 100 5-star ratings this week. That's awesome. So this podcast is only a couple months old. Reaching 100 is, it's big, but more than anything, it just means that we're reaching more people. And that's the goal here. I want to reach as many people as possible. Pour some coaching, inspiration, and faith into their life. So again, thank you so much for those who've done it. And if you haven't, if you would, that would be great. Now, let me go ahead and read a review. So I like to go ahead and feature one or two reviews each time I do an episode. This one is from Coach Smith 323. It says, Coach P is a game changer. Chad Parks is a real deal. If you're looking for encouragement, inspiration in any aspect of life, you come to the right place. Regardless of whether you're a student athlete, coach, teacher, or ministry leader, Coach P offers powerful insights, invaluable life lessons, and winning principles that will motivate you to be better in every aspect of your life. Thanks for inspiring me to be a better husband, father, and coach, TCOB. All right, it means take care of business. Coach Smith, thank you, man. Love you. Appreciate it. Again, if anybody, you know, if you haven't given us a 5-star review and you find value in the show, jump over there and do that. All right, so today, I'm going to make this a fairly short podcast episode, and it'll be called Recreation, all right, or Recreation. So a lot of times whenever I'm exercising and working out, I get mental clarity. If I'm out mowing the yard, right? If I'm doing physical labor, I get mental clarity. A lot of thoughts come into my mind. One of my favorite times to really think. Sometimes I have to stop if I'm out on a run or if I'm, you know, cutting the grass, whatever. I have to stop what I'm doing, put some notes in my phone. And this was one of those messages. It came into my mind and I had to stop, put some notes in my phone, kept going. And as soon as I got done, I was out on a run. As soon as I got done, then I grabbed my phone again and I started going through this thought process, okay? Recreation. So recreation is fun, right? Whenever we do recreational activities, that is fun. That's what it's meant to be. But if we look at that word, recreation, or to create again, all right? So it's made up of two parts. Now, here's the thing. For me, recreation, this is a fluid process. It is not stagnant. It is dynamic, or it is fluid, meaning ever-changing. And I think for us as human beings, when I was in college, my college wrestling coach, Coach Thompson, he taught a couple of science classes I was in. And I remember learning the word homeostasis. All right, that's the body's attempt to maintain a balance at all levels. All right, it's one of those things that when I heard it for some reason, it was stuck in my brain. All right, the body's attempt to maintain a balance at all levels. Now, your body doesn't always maintain homeostasis, but it attempts to. That's why if you get sick, you have symptoms, right? Your body's trying to fight that. It's trying to maintain homeostasis. Whenever you work out and you get those micro muscle tears, you know, your body's coming in, it's trying to repair those, trying to maintain homeostasis. That's how our entire life is. And you hear sometimes the saying, you know, you don't stay the same, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And I think that's true to some extent, for sure. It's very tough to maintain balance. Now, we have to have rest days, but I think on rest days, mentally, physically, spiritually, all those things, I think that you are actually improving. Now, if I didn't do anything every day for 30 days, then I'm definitely on the decline. All right. So right now, if that's you, then you can start some good habits and you can turn that around. All right. So recreation, our body, our mind, everything about us is recreating all the time, just the way the body fights to maintain a balance. And then as we do things, let's look at nutrition, let's just say food. As we eat good foods, our body gets healthier. So it's on the upswing and not the downswing. All right. So I like to look at it like homeostasis is the balance. That's the flat line. We're moving above that. And whenever we're eating poorly, we're moving below that. So here is, man, I love this saying. All right. Here's a great saying I heard. It says, as long as there's a breath in your lungs, there is a version of you you've never met. Let me repeat that. As long as there is a breath in your lungs, which means you're alive, right? Okay. There is a version of you you've never met yet. And that's from Kevin Brown. I was listening to another podcast, heard him say that. I actually believe he learned that from one of his mentors. And it hit me. Hey, man, as long as we're alive, as long as you woke up this morning, first off, we should be grateful. Thank God that we have breath in our lungs. Thank God that we're, you know, alive. But this is another opportunity for us to recreate ourselves. It's another, you know, another opportunity for us to get better and better and to be part of the growth process, to be above that line, not below that line. Okay. And then, so here's how I like to think about this. James Clear, he wrote Atomic Habits. It's sold millions of copies. The guy is amazing, very good at breaking things down, but he's considered worldwide the foremost expert for creating good habits, all right, or for breaking bad habits. He's the habit expert. He says this, every time you do an activity, it's a check mark for the kind of person you want to be. Okay, I like to think of it like this. Every time you do an activity, it's a step toward or a step forward, I like to say step toward the person you want to be. Maybe ideally, you have this ideal goal or image in your mind of the kind of person you would want to be, all right? So let's say that you go out and you exercise, and let's use running as an example. Let's say you go out and run. Maybe you're like, oh man, I'm not a runner, and then you go out and run. Well, guess what? That's a step toward or a check mark toward you becoming the kind of person you want to be. That's a step toward you becoming a runner. And for me, there's been times in my life where I've run a lot. There's been times where I haven't. Of course, whenever I was a high school athlete or college athlete, as part of our conditioning, we ran a lot. And I work out consistently. I do a lot of high intensity HIIT type workouts and a lot of functional fitness. You know, cardio is built into the strength training at that point. But over this quarantine period, I've begun to run again. So on my non-strength days, on my non-lifting days, I run, or sometimes I do light strength days, and then I'll go out and run that day as well. Okay, so I don't naturally or necessarily consider myself a runner. I consider myself to be a very good athlete. I consider myself to be a wrestler. Okay, I consider myself to be good at functional fitness and working out, but not necessarily a runner. And I just made a decision because I've been running consistently for a few months. You know what? I'm a runner. So now I'm at the point I can go run a couple miles, and honestly, it's pretty easy. Now, if I up the pace, I could make it hard, but you know, running just a moderate pace is pretty easy. And then on my longer days, you know, I do no more than probably 8-9 miles. I'm not like a marathoner, not one of the ultra marathon people. But when my body begins hurting, my mind gets tired, I just say, you know what? I'm a runner. It's part of who I am. So why can I say I'm a runner and I can say it with confidence? First off, I tell myself that because the tired legs, the achy knees, your hips a little bit while you're running, you know, maybe your lungs, whatever is hurting on you, that's part of the natural running process. If you're a runner, guess what? Whenever you're out running, your body gets tired and we push past those walls. But why can I say with confidence I'm a runner? Well, I've consistently checked off in that box what runners do, which is go out and run. Okay. So that is an activity or a step toward the kind of person I want to be, which is a runner. Every time I work out, every time I run, you know, if I work out, guess what? I'm a workout guy or I'm an athlete. Every time I wrestle, I'm a wrestler. Now, let's look at you. Let's look at your physical fitness, okay? I'm going to stay right there in that realm real quick. And that's a passion of mine. Maybe you want to lose weight. So every time you eat healthy, that's a step toward the person that you want to be. Every time you deny drinking that soda pop or that diet soda, whatever, okay, you deny that soda pop, and you go and have water or a glass of tea instead, all right, without sugar, without sweeteners, whatever. That's a step toward the kind of person that you want to be. That's a step toward those goals. in any area of your life, this can apply. If you want to grow your business, every time you do something that is business building or leadership building for you, because the better leader you be, the better you're probably going to be able to grow your business, then you are taking a step toward the kind of person you want to be, becoming a better leader or a better businessman. All right, this applies to becoming a better husband, a better dad, you know, a better coach, a better teacher, a better dentist, whatever it is. You're taking those steps toward that. I go back to this recreation. Okay, we're not staying stagnant. We're getting better. We're getting worse. So every single day, we are recreating the kind of person that we want to be. As long as there's breath in our lungs, there's a version of you you haven't met yet. You can get better every single day. It takes training good habits. It takes personal discipline. And the recreation process is going to happen whether you want it to or not. You're either recreating a better person or recreating a worse version of yourself. Let's try to meet that better version that's out there that we have not met yet. Okay. Let me move away from like that physicality part, the fitness part, and let's look at brain science. There was a time where people thought at a certain age, your brain basically was done, okay? And I don't mean done as in like your brain, like brain dead. I mean done as far as growth goes. They said, okay, you get to a certain age, your brain's fully developed, and you can no longer get any smarter. You can no longer do much with it. It's just kind of, it is what it is. It's fixed. And then comes along this whole growth mindset and then brain research, and then they realize that the brain is malleable. The brain is pliable. You can mold your brain. Every single time you read something, your brain is getting remolded, right? It's malleable. So every single time that you read something, you're rewiring your brain essentially. So if you're reading something positive, you're rewiring your brain toward the positive. You read something negative, you are rewiring your brain toward the negative. What we read, what we watch, what we listen to, all those things influence our brain waves and the wiring of our brain. And some people say, oh, you know, once certain things happen, you know, your brain is always wired a certain way. Not true, right? Our brain is ever changing. So it is up to you during the recreation process to make sure that you are consistently rewiring your brain or recreating the kind of things that you want. If negativity is an issue for you and it's something that you dwell on, you know, and that in and of itself, stress, negativity releases hormones in the body, which people can become addicted to. Why do you think newspapers put out so much fear? Why do you think the media puts out so much fear? Okay, so now we're releasing hormones in our body that almost give us that kind of high, but it's in a negative way. Okay, so that fear is releasing those hormones. We become addicted to that. The same thing can happen with the positive. Look at runners, right? They say the runner's high. As you do any sort of exercise, your body is releasing hormones, your body's releasing chemicals, endorphins that make you feel good, that take away pain, that give you maybe a sense of euphoria in your brain a little bit. And then also, it's just like if you drink a glass of water, you just know that you're doing something healthy for your body. Whenever you exercise, you're doing something healthy for your body. So we have to retrain our brain and then do that in a consistent manner. And if we mess up, you took in too much negative news or too much negative media that day, guess what? The next day you have an opportunity. As long as you wake up and there's breath in your lungs, you have an opportunity to start the rewiring process and try to rewire your brain in a positive direction. And I'm not talking just like goody two shoes rewiring, or when I say positive, like a glass half full type thing. I mean, there's so much right now. There's so much study on positive psychology, on looking at what makes people happy, what makes people feel good, and what makes people perform well. And positivity and happiness far outweigh negativity or people being sad and angry and those type of things. And honestly, who would choose to be sad and angry all the time? If you know there's a better way, and if you know how to move toward positivity, toward happiness, and it doesn't mean it's going to be that way all the time. It doesn't mean it's easy, right? It takes work. We have to put effort into this recreation process. All right. So as we're recreating the kind of person we want to be, I go back to recreation. That's fun. All right. That's enjoyable. Being the kind of person you want to be, that's enjoyable. And then whenever you tend to move the other direction and homeostasis doesn't happen and we drop below the line, now we have to put in more effort to get it back up to where we want it. Okay. It kind of comes back to, you know, there's that old story of, you know, I've seen it written in multimedia, you know, from various sources. I've heard it told different ways, but it's the two wolves story. So, you know, where a man tells his grandson, you know, everyone has within them two wolves, a good one and a bad one. And then the grandson says, you know, and they fight each other, right? And then the grandson says, well, you know, grandpa, well, who wins? And he says, whichever one you feed. All right. So are you feeding yourself positive? Or are you feeding yourself negative? Are you building yourself up? Are you building your brain up? Are you building your body up? Are you intentionally putting good food in your body? Are you getting adequate amounts of sleep? Are you doing things to lead yourself to become the kind of person that you want to be? Are you helping to recreate yourself each and every day? And for me as a Christian, you know, we're made in God's image and I can't work my way to salvation. We're talking about grace, but I do believe that God wants us to, he's given us this free will and he's given us mental capacity and physical capacity. And once, you know, if you look at some of the heroes of the Bible, they had jobs, they worked. I believe that God wants us to take care of ourselves and to recreate ourselves into the best possible version of ourselves so that we glorify him, so that we can reflect his light to other people. All right. So you're always in the process of recreating. My question for you is this: who are you becoming? If you are in the process of recreation, who are you becoming? Are you becoming the kind of person that you want to be? Are you checking off the boxes to move toward the kind of person that you want to be, the kind of human being, the kind of, again, whatever the job is you inserted, the kind of husband, wife, father, son, daughter, whatever it is, okay? And we're not just one thing, right? We're human beings and we're multifaceted and there's all these other categories of what we are, what defines us and who we are, all right? At the base level, we're humans, all right? And then for me, again, as a Christian, I believe that God made us. I believe I'm a child of God. And then there's all these external things that we do that we often put value on. And as long as we're not putting too much value on those, right? So you always have to go back and ask yourself, you know, if I were to not be in this position, if I were to not have this job, whatever it is, who would I be? Okay, hopefully you know who you are without those external things. But when you have those external things, again, and you're recreating, hopefully you're trying to be as good as those as you can possibly be, right? Because we want to be excellent in every single area. So as I recap today, I want you to think about this. Write down the things that you want to get good at. Maybe write down your overarching goal, write down the kind of person that you want to be, and then areas that you want to grow in, okay? Are you a coach? Do you want to grow to become a better coach? What are you doing to recreate on a daily basis the whole process that allows you to become a better coach? Are you reading coaching books? Are you reading leadership books? Are you watching leadership videos? Do you have an iron sharpens iron group? Do you have other coaches that you can bounce ideas off of that you can learn from? Okay, those are all things that we need to do as we are recreating every single day. All right. If I want to be a better husband, am I praying about it? Am I asking God for help? Am I communicating with my wife? Am I asking for guidance? Again, iron sharpens iron. Am I asking for guidance for people that I know are great husbands? Am I reading books on marriage, positive books on marriage? Okay. Or the opposite. Are you always watching negative? Are you watching movies that have affairs and broken relationships and, you know, things like that? So we're either recreating ourselves to the kind of person we want to be, or we are recreating ourselves to the kind of person we don't want to be. Sometimes we don't even realize it because we're not being intentional. All right. So write down areas that you want to grow in, things that you want to get better at, and then begin to do small activities that you can check off that allow you to take a step toward becoming that kind of person, and then recreating that every day, every day, every day, so that we're always growing and always getting better. All right, y'all, well, I'm going to wrap this up. I want this to be a fairly short episode, but I also want this to be chock full of wisdom, knowledge, and value. Just knowing that we're not just sitting still, we're not stagnant, we're growing, and we're staying above that line or we're dropping below the line. You know, homeostasis, our bodies attempt to maintain a balance at every level. Let's look at that at every level, right? So are we helping our soul and our spirit improve every single day? Are you helping your physical body improve every single day? Are you helping your mind improve every single day? Are you allowing your heart to get better every single day? Or are you constantly feeding with negativity and with fear and then dropping below the line, going the other direction? If you are, correct course, and then know that once you go to sleep, man, as long as we wake up tomorrow, we got breath in our lungs, we can begin to recreate again. All right. Love you guys. It's been another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Again, thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. And then if you'd be willing, share this episode with somebody else, do it on social media, copy the link, email that to them, text it to them, whatever, and help us to be able to spread the word. All right, love y'all. May God bless you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. Till next time.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.